Well, a discussion of rainforest fauna, of course, wouldn't be complete without the arthropods, especially the insects. By far the most biodiverse group on the planet, the beetles among the insects being the most diverse. There's a beetle here in the center of the photo, a weevil with a long snout that bores into seeds and plants to eat plant material. There's over a million named species of insects, so we really don't have the time to thoroughly treat them here, of course. But it is important to note that the amount of insects present in tropical systems, especially in rainforests, makes them really important as prey. They're so very abundant that many, many, many animals rely on insects as their primary source of food. This has allowed the radiation of the flycatchers, of things like ant birds, of the bats. Many of the most diverse faunal groups in the rainforest feed on insects. And so they really drive evolution. They drive it because they're prey and thus co-evolve with the predators that try to catch them. They also evolve because they drive evolution as herbivores. They are in a constant evolutionary arms race with plants that are trying to deter them. Herbivory is usually termed the eating of plant material, but phytophagy, plant eating, phytophagy, is a more general term that includes the eating of seeds, the eating of sap, the eating of wood, and other things. So we know that, for example, trees have really hard wood in the tropics, and this is an evolutionary adaptation thought to be selected for by phytophagy, by the boring of insects into wood to lay eggs and eat that material. Arthropods are also extremely important pollinators, as we've talked about. And there's a lot of evolutionary pressure, of course, to attract those arthropods. Things like butterflies and moths are the most important groups of arthropod pollinators. And there's lots and lots that are parasites or parasitoids, the difference being that parasites don't tend to kill the host, whereas parasitoids do. And lastly, we know that arthropods are important in nutrient cycling. Maybe the most obvious case are the dung beetles, but there's many, many more microscopic insects like thrips and other things that live in the soil and help to break down organic matter.